RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
910 The Fan. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's time for MP on the mic.
Let's go.
Let's go, baby. Woo!
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
MP on the mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, hour number two. We talked about baseball in hour number one. Probably won't make any time for baseball in hour number two. To my detriment and dismay, that's okay. I'll watch it tonight, even if nobody else is watching. Grab the Odyssey app. It's free. It's got the rewind button if you missed that. This hour is about football, though, namely American football. On your more prestigious radio shows, they do coordinate these things ahead of time. Instead, we were just yapping about everything else here in studio. Do we have a game rewind sounder? Where do we stand on that? We do. All right. Well, I think we should play it then. That's what I've decided.
What's that smell?
No, I taste victory.
Oh, victory!
I gotta flag you, Hazel. I gotta throw the flag. Gun celebration's not allowed in the NFL anymore. That's 15 yards. We'll move it backwards, reset the play. First down and 25 as we start the Commanders rewind. The question all week, right, is Marcus Mariota going to be able to win this game? Coming out of it, I feel pretty confident that no, Marcus Mariota wouldn't have won that game because they needed every bit of what Jaden had to offer. And just an impressive showing, toughing it out, gritting it out. You could see in the fourth quarter it was catching up to him big time. But out of the gate, there were two things Jaden Daniels needed to do to make sure this would be they'd have a legitimate chance to win. Number one was he needed to run because otherwise they weren't going to respect the run. And number two was he needed to throw the ball long because with the rib injury, it can be painful to throw the ball long. First quarter, our guy does both of those things. Let's start with the run.
Here's a third and 8 at the 11, 5:25 to go here, first quarter, 3-0 Washington. Austin Eckler in the slot. Here's Bears break four. Jaden runs out of the pocket, gets to the 10, has to avoid T.J. Edwards. It does. He shook him at the 15-yard line. Goes out of bounds outside the 20. Shaking big moves from Daniels for a first down.
Yeah, hit him with the old shake and bake. Let's go. It's a delicious chicken dinner and a Jaden Daniels first down. That's the run. and he ran straight out of bounds. By my count, he just took one hit in the first three quarters where he was legitimately tackled. Got out of bounds on most of the runs, which was a very nice business decision for him. Very nice scheming by Cliff Kingsbury. You know, obviously they'll work it back as the weeks go on here, but that was important for this week. Number two, he needs to throw the ball long. Let's do it.
I mean, he had to go up to get it. I'm just so accustomed to seeing him catch those passes. Obvious, unusual incompletion. Third and nine. Here's the snap to Jaden. He loads one up towards the first line. Back towards McLaurin. Got his step. Got him in stride at the 30. Pulled down at the 19-yard line. Scary Terry makes an appearance on Halloween.
That time, you're thinking, you got Terry McCoy one-on-one. This is something that Jaden Daniels has excelled at. All season long, the deep ball to Terry McCoy. You're getting one-on-one with the corner. Stevenson, give me Terry in that battle each and every time.
The thing that has amazed me all season long, and I continue to be amazed as we do a Commanders game rewind right here on 910 The Fan, that play, 61 yards to Terry McLaurin, was on third and nine. That run that you just heard, the shake and bake, was on third and eight. They've been really good in third and long this year. And we're past small sample size. We've played eight games now. That's used to be half an NFL season. That's, I guess, at halftime of the next game, we're at half an NFL season. I don't know what to do with the 17-game season. At any rate, we played half an NFL season. They're freakishly good on third and long. They kind of have to be because they keep getting false started into it. But when they have third and long, they deliver. And to get a 61-yard completion on third and long, that tells me the defense had been told, kid can't throw it long. Guard it short. Be ready for that cut. Be ready for the in route. It's third down. Terry's coming back for it. Instead, he goes long. Instead, Jaden shows he can get the job done. I think those were the two most important plays in terms of setting up this game. And then you're talking big picture things, which we'll talk about, where, you know, they made it to the red zone three times, came out of there with three field goals. That's not ideal, but they also started with some bad field position on some of those drives. This was a team that started drives from its own seven, from its own five, from its own nine. Three drives all start inside the 10-yard line. From the nine, they go down the field. That's a drive you just heard, get a 30-yard field goal. From their own five, you know, they come down and they break into opposing territory before they have to punt. They flip the field. Then, of course, they start on their own two after the fumble recovery late. That was the fourth drive inside their own 10. Didn't make anything happen off of that one. Let's be very clear, though. The defense was very good. And this game rewind will give appropriate flowers to the Washington Commanders. Defense, Johnny Newton got the party started.
Chicago's been throwing a lot of screen passes, a lot of run plays early and downs here as they've changed their offense. Second down and nine at the 31. Swift goes in motion to the left. DJ Moore's in the backfield. Steps up as Williams. He's in trouble. No one blocked Johnny Newton. And he sacks Williams back at the 25.
I'm not here to fight conventional wisdom because I think if you were to say who's the best defender on the Washington Commanders right now, the answer is Frankie Louvu, right? That's what everybody's going to say. And they're not wrong. Frankie Louvu is the best defensive player on the Washington Commanders right now. I need a moment of love, though, for Daron Payne because Daron Payne has been really good the last few weeks.
Big play here at the end of the first half. Third and 12 at the 25-yard line. Williams is in the gun. Johnson to his left. He's asking for the ball and gets it. Washington breaks five. Louvu off the end. He's got him! Back in the 35-yard line. No! Williams escapes the first attempt at a sack, and he's gathered again! Daron Payne pulls him down!
That actually worked out better for us because Caleb Williams did go down the first time. He ended up losing about another 7 yards, and he may have knocked the Bears out of field goal range with that loss on that play.
First and 10 from the 23. If you just kick a field goal right then, it's a 41-yard field goal for the Bears. They get points. They get momentum. Instead, four downs later, they have to punt the ball. Caleb Williams with an astounding lack of awareness there of the situation, of the time, of the needs. It's third and 12. You get wrapped up and sacked. That's not great. You scramble out of it. The first thing you got to do is heave that ball as far into the crowd as humanly possible. Instead, he tries to make a play happen. He gets sacked even further back. They're out of field goal range. Give me number five, right? We're gonna say that a few times here. Give me Jaden Daniels. Give me number five. I like him better than old number one, Caleb Williams. He outplayed him, and I think Caleb's good. I think the athletic skill is off the charts. I wouldn't turn him down. If these guys had had the number one pick and they'd taken him, I wouldn't have buyer's regret or remorse at all. I think he's going to be a good player. But, man, the processing on Jaden is what's special. He doesn't fall into those traps. He doesn't, you know, try to make those plays when you shouldn't be making those plays. I love it. Let's talk about smart football. A couple weeks ago, Olamide Zaccheaus was running down the field, and it was behind a run, and the ball got fumbled, and Zaccheaus was right there, picked it up, saved the possession, saved the drive. I thought it was one of the most heads-up things I've seen in a long time. Good veteran presence, good, you know, knowing the situation, knowing where to be, and sticking with the play until the end. I loved everything about it. One of the things I love about I don't know that this play is a direct descendant of that play, but what I know was the exact same thing happened to Olamide Zaccheaus on Sunday. He was running downfield for a big gain. He fumbled the ball, and Jeremy McNichols was right behind him, ready to pounce on it. This is a football team that does the little things you need to do to win.
Here comes Torrey Taylor on the punt for the Bears. Standing at his own 6-yard line, gets the snap and gets it off. Sends Olamide Zaccheaus all the way back to his 14-yard line. Stumbles back to the 11. A lot of space in front of him. 25-30. And then met by two Bears. And the ball is out, but recovered by Washington. Washington has 7 fumbles this year. They've only lost one of them. So they got the luck of the bounce again. I believe that was Jeremy McNichols,
yeah,
that recovered the fumble by Olamide Zaccheaus,
yeah,
at
absolutely
around the 35.
Hey, the old luck of the bounce. Better lucky than good sometimes. That's all right. The turnover stats do even out over time. Teams that are good 1 year or the next. But you can't tell me there's not a direct connection between Zaccheaus hustling for his fumble a couple weeks ago and then McNichols being right there. This is a team that's backing each other up, is doing the little things that they need to do. Moving on, here's Noah Brown. Unfortunately, this one doesn't count, but this is foreshadowing. He's making big catches. He needs that.
They get the snap, play action, throws again. Diami Brown looking for room, gets blockers, 20, 15, running towards the pylon and pushed out of bounds at the 5-yard line. There's a flag down on the far side of the field. Let's see if this is going to stand. That was a 23-yard pitch and catch run for Diami Brown.
I like that these are labeled incorrectly here. We had a whole day to put the highlights together on the Commanders radio team. That was the Diami Brown catch, not the Noah Brown catch. Exciting. That one was called back due to a penalty. Noah Brown, of course, made a big catch later in the game. You may hear that on Commanders Game Rewind today. The other significant play that I think is worth breaking down in the game here, the Chicago Bears have fourth down early in the game. In their own territory, it's 4 inches from the 40. Score's still 6-0, but the Commanders, I think, are outplaying them pretty good. I don't mind going for it at all, 4 inches from the 40. I really don't. You know my belief on this. Every quarterback in the National Football League should be able to get the inch. Snap, reach, done. You get the forward progress. If you can reach it over the center's head, what was the old presidential fitness thing, the sit and reach? If you can do the sit and reach, you can get a first down. It's an easy play. Sometimes teams insist on outsmarting themselves. The Chicago Bears were one of those teams.
They're at their own 40-yard line. They're going to go for this.
Watch the hard count, too, though.
8:48 to go here, second quarter. 6-0 Washington. Bears are lining up for a 4th-and-1 at their own 40. Williams has Komet and Mercedes Lewis now moved to the left. The back is Roschon Johnson. Williams under center. He throws it out to DJ Moore. Hit by the line of scrimmage. They saw it coming. They stopped it. Turnover on downs.
That was an absolute outstanding play by Benjamin St. Juice. They go with the quick pass out there to DJ Moore, one of the best runners after the catch. Benjamin St. Juice, he locked him up and said, not today, baby, not tomorrow, not no time soon.
Pace yourself, Bram. You're going to need that voice later. Big play's going to happen on the other side of Commanders Game Rewind. When we come back, you're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Empty on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. It's Commanders Game Rewind. Quickly becoming one of our favorite parts of the week because all they do is win these days. 6-2 football team, first place in the NFC East. A lot of happiness on the previous side because we went through the first half and Commanders led 9-0 going into the locker room. Certainly wanted more in the red zone, and I understand that. I don't think a lot of that was on Jaden Daniels. I think the receivers dropping passes and the offensive line committing penalties were two main culprits there. But we go to the second half. You just knew if you let them hang around long enough, something would happen eventually. That something did happen. It was the DeAndre Swift touchdown run.
Under a minute to go, third quarter. 12-0 Washington, 2nd and 7 at the 44. Handoff Swift, who's going wide to the left. Cuts back, gets room. 50, 45, gets away from a defender. Scampering down the sideline. Watch out! He is gone. 10-5, touchdown Chicago.
Yeah, it's a pretty nifty run. He's good. Those are going to happen. That's why you need to put teams away when you get a chance, and why the wins against Carolina and Cleveland and Arizona were so enjoyable, because you just rarely see blowouts in the NFL. You watch, you know, those of you who are watching the 1 o'clock games, they almost all come down to the wire. Lions were able to put a blowout on against Tennessee, and these guys have done it a few times this year. You don't see a lot of blowouts in the NFL, though. And this one was destined to be a close one as well. You knew it when Swift broke it off. We're going to have ourselves a game here, and things are gonna start moving and moving quickly. Here's Jaden Daniels finding Zach Ertz, the tight end. All he does is catch passes.
Here's Daniels on second down. He'll throw. Lobs one up towards Zach Ertz in between defenders. Great pass, great catch into Bears territory. All the way down to their 44-yard line. That is a gain of 20.
I love this play because it's marrying the run game with the pass. We showed it a run action that we've run multiple times in this game. Then you go play action pass, run the scissors route, and get Zach Ertz wide open down the field.
Yeah, Zach Ertz has been so good this year. We're 8 games in. It's not a small sample size. He's still a good NFL tight end. Happy National Tight Ends Day to him. He was his usual self, picking up big gainers when they needed him to. Had the one in the end zone that was challenged and went to the replay. That was a tough one because the ball moved. It was the right call. I know y'all are mad about it. Take it out on me if you need to. It was the right call. The rules say if the ball moves as you hit the ground, it's not a catch. The ball moved as he hit the ground. Do I like it? No, not even a little bit, because he caught the ball, and it should have been a touchdown, and instant replay is stupid. But that's a rant we'll save for every other show that we do. Terry McLaurin moving his way up the Commanders' record books. Here we go.
Been a live crowd the whole time. 2nd and 10 at the 24-yard line. 28 seconds to go, third quarter. In motion, Ben Sinnott.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here's the snap, play action. He's going to throw again. James steps up over the middle of the field. Open. Terry McLaurin at the 40. Dragged down and around the 47-yard line. Fighting for yards to the 49. And by virtue of that catch, Terry McLaurin just passed Ricky Sanders for 7th all-time in franchise history.
Oh, no.
And now a late flag is thrown as McLaurin.
It stands. We're good. Don't worry about it. Nice moment there. Ricky Sanders actually hangs out in the press box on game days. He is a uniform inspector from time to time. That's a job. Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to make sure they're keeping things rolling up there. And socks are tucked in, and the jerseys are tucked in. Have a revolving crew of guys up there. Ricky Irving's up there a lot as well. So it's fun. It's fun to see the former players and their game day roles. What you need to know, though, is Terry McLaurin's not going to stop at 7th on the all-time list. He's destined to become an all-timer for the Commanders. He's under contract. He's playing well. He's finally got a real quarterback. All those things we've been hoping for and wishing for a very long time. Let's slide to the field goal here because Austin Seibert. I love Austin Seibert. We almost had a Seibert Monday yesterday because it sure looked like he was going to be the star of the game before other people became the stars of the game. He's automatic from 45 or less. This is the second time, though, he's kicked a long one, and it's. I know they're going to say blocked here. They revised it. The official scoring decision is no block. He kicks his long field goals really low. The guy who was in on the block wasn't even the top of his jump. This thing didn't have a chance either way. I don't know what it is, but Austin Seibert can't be trusted with the long field goal.
There's a big spot here. They're going to try Austin Seibert from 51. He misses. The Bears get great field position. He makes it. They're up 8. Here's the snap. Trustway gets it down. Kick is on it too low. It is low, and it goes out of the back of the end zone. I'm not sure if it was blocked or mishit, but either way, the Bears are going to take over with their own 41-yard line, trailing just by 5.
Given the options here, I think it's reasonable to say we're going to deal with Austin Seibert, and you know, just you can't make a 55-yarder. All right, fine. He's good at the other ones. You need that certainty, especially the way this offense is going. You need the guy who you know can convert from the short distance. It's still not great, though. Still, you see these other kickers hitting from 50 and 60 all the time. How about Justin Tucker missing another one in Baltimore? Ooh, boy, that's a situation because they gave him some real money for a kicker. You also hate to be the team that walks away from Justin Tucker, but whatever it is, Justin Tucker may have lost it this season. That's becoming a very fascinating story. Like, in the year of a kicker, kickers are scoring more than they've ever scored before, from longer than they've ever scored before. Fantasy points are through the roof. And yet, the number one kicker in football is really struggling this year in Justin Tucker. But this is Commanders Game Rewind. And let's get to one of the most ridiculous, unserious plays I've seen in a very long time.
Third and goal at the 1 for Chicago. Williams goes under center. That tackle eligible. He's in the backfield I formation. Snap. Handoff.
I think he fumbled it. The ball's out. They tried to hand it to the fullback. He fumbled it. A turnover recovered by Washington.
What a play. What a defensive stop. Defended every blade of the grass. And you come up with the fumble recovery. That time, Johnny Duke, what we call it, Johnny on the spot.
Johnny on the spot. They called Doug Kramer the mini fridge. And he just spilled the coffee.
Having fun in the booth there. That's probably the biggest London Fletcher laugh of the day right there. Like, you're good for five or six of them. He enjoyed that. The Bears were trying to do the refrigerator Perry move, have him bowl in. Didn't work. Fumbled the snap. Bobbled the handoff. Johnny Newton was right there. Pair of great hustle plays by Johnny Newton, right? And don't forget, he missed training camp. He had the offseason surgery. He missed the preseason. He's just now finding his form. It sure looks like this draft class is going to be a lot of hits at a lot of these picks, which makes me feel good about Adam Peters doing another draft class this spring. Not from the number two spot, though. Certainly not going to be picking number two, not the way this team is rolling. Let's do the St. Juice pass interference real quick, because I want to say that this is tough. He had a good day overall.
Commanders are getting set across the line. Williams in the gun. Three wide receivers to the right. Washington brings five. Williams lets it go. It's over there to Keenan Allen, and a flag was thrown. He had one-on-one, and he drew a flag on Benjamin St. Juice.
Yeah, it was a penalty. It stings. St. Juice had a good game. I think he's playing well these days. That was a tough one. But then this clip is labeled Noah Brown walk-off TD. I wouldn't mind listening to that. Let's do it.
Bears have eight deep, four of them at the goal line. They bring three. Daniels backing up. He's just going to have to let one fly. Goes to the right side. Steps away from the defenders. Gives himself some time. Now steps up, fires. Heads towards the end zone. It is...
That's like a grand slam in the ninth inning of a World Series. Just go, baby.
The ball popped up into the air. Right into the arms of Noah Brown. Jaden Daniels extended the play over and over and over.
Walk-off touchdown. Oh, my.
Hail Mary wins!
Hail Mary, hail yes!
I think the Kool-Aid man busted in the middle of that. Oh, yeah! Let's go. I don't know how we missed the other 50,000 people clapping. We got one person clapping there. Everybody else was applauding, too. It was a moment. It was a ton of fun. Craig Hoffman said something earlier I'd like to disagree with, though. He said it was one of those things where you had to be there. I don't think it was. I think the people watching on TV were equal, like, caught the magnitude of the moment very, very quick. Like, it wasn't one of those, like, there's a nuance to it. The closest example I've got, Bryce Harper won the home run derby here in Washington. There's just a huge split between people who were there and people who watched it at home. People who watched it at home, like, that was a novelty event that happened one time, and Bryce Harper was, like, given a fake trophy at the end and, like, never thought about it again. People who were there are like, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen in Nationals Park. Like, that was amazing. That was an incredible moment for Bryce and the city. Huge split. You had to be there. I don't think you had to be there on Sunday. I think everybody understands how cool that play was, and people watching on their couch, how jarring it was to see him go from defeat to victory instantly. The play before the Hail Mary, they had 6 seconds left. They used it. They got the ball to Terry, got out of bounds, got about 10 more yards. I think those were important yards. Here is Bears coach Matt Eberflus on what their strategy was there.
You've also downplayed the significance of the 13 yards on the previous play. I'm curious why you've downplayed that, and it seemed like you were motioning towards Jalen to come up on that play before that play was run.
Yeah, so they're, you know, in that particular situation, you always know that they're going to do, you know, with 6 seconds to go at the 35, they're going to either go for the end zone there or just try to get more yards and do that. So if you want to play sideline defense, what they're going to do is they're going to convert to the Hail Mary right there and then just run everybody off the sideline. Then you got to pick them up from the sideline and do the same job that you're going to do in the Hail Mary. So, you know, to me, you know, we wanted to just bring them up so we wouldn't get a something that's too far down the field, which was to the 48, and then we set up for a Hail Mary at the end.
But you thought that Jalen could have thrown it 70 yards there as opposed to 50?
No, it's going to land. It's going to land somewhere, but you're going to end up playing the same type of defense. It's going to land somewhere in the in that area, how far you can throw it, you know, so 60, 65 yards somewhere in there.
I respect the line of questioning here, but we're focused on the wrong thing. At the end of the Terry play, there was still a 50-yard Hail Mary. Those still get converted less than 1% of the time historically. Was it the best, most optimal decision? No. Does it matter? Not really in the scheme of things. The thing that does matter is that Noah Brown was supposed to be covered by Tyreek Stevenson. And he is the Bears defender who was running off, jawing with the crowd, waving goodbye to them while the play was being snapped. And that is one of the most incredible blooper highlights in NFL history. Forget the Hail Mary's cool. The Hail Mary lives forever. And we'll be talking about it for years and years and years. And it has supplanted the Terry McLaurin catch in Cincinnati as the number one Jane Daniels highlight. So thank you to the Cincinnati play for giving us such happiness for so long. It's now second place. We have a new number one. I think everybody understands why. But that's in Washington. We love this play. This is a play that will be remembered nationally forever as the play where the Bears defender was waving goodbye to the fans instead of covering the guy who ended up catching the Hail Mary. And that's simply incredible. Here's Tyreek Stevenson.
I honestly don't feel like I should publicly share what intimate side of me that I share with the guys, because, you know, I let them down and them guys hold me to a high standard, such as everybody in this building. But to give you the brief message, just, you know, I apologize to them boys for letting them down. I let the moment get too big, and it's something that, you know, can never happen again and won't ever happen again.
So he was supposed to guard Noah Brown. If he's just standing near Noah Brown, he'd probably bat that ball down, and it doesn't happen. Instead, he's in the pile and tips it up to Noah Brown. If he had just kept taunting the fans, the Bears actually still win the game. If he just stays over there and keeps yelling at the fans, hey, bye, the Bears actually still win the game. He instead went over there and made things actively worse by tipping the ball. Here's more from Tyreek Stevenson.
The play was, I posed a box out, 85. Had to be the play was, you know, cheering on, just cheering with some Bears fans. Wasn't taunting, no fans. It was just cheering with some Bears fans, and the Washington fans reacted how they wanted to. My job was to box out 85, and, you know, when I went up to hit the ball, it was pretty much to knock it down, you know, interceptions, and, you know, especially in a close game like that. So just try to make a play for my team, and, you know, it either could have went, oh, Tyreek, you know, good pass, knocked down, or we're in the situation we're in right now.
I don't know if that's true or not, that he was celebrating with the Bears fans and not taunting the Commanders fans. It doesn't matter. This is one of those times where we're not going to fact check this. The video looks like what it looks like, which is him waving bye to Commanders fans. It's the taunting video until further notice. It's an incredible moment in NFL history that is not going anywhere anytime soon. I am curious. So I'm sure they'll do the NFL films production of this at some point. The Commanders put their production up this morning with the mic'd up and the slow motion. The NFL Films one, all we have are the cell phone videos of Tyreek Stevenson. We don't actually have like the broadcast of him over there. I'm curious if that emerges at some point, because I would like to see that, because I am not yet tired of watching this Hail Mary. Little national around the NFL. I got 3 minutes to sneak it in. So that's the amount of around the NFL we're going to do today. It's a long season, Hazel. Maybe you could play me a nice, I don't know, a nice bolero maybe. You weren't here on Friday. You didn't get to hear our guy Aaron Rodgers.
But I tuned in.
It's not the denouement of the season. You've just got to stay sanguine.
Sanguine.
Then he lost to the New England Patriots. Woo boy! Things are bad in Jetsland. This is clip six. This is Aaron Rodgers after losing to the New England Patriots. This is Aaron Rodgers auditioning for a Batman movie.
Yeah, I've been in the darkness. You got to go in there, make peace with it. Offensively, our goal has just got to be score 30. Doesn't matter what the other two sides are doing. You know, we have trust in our defense and teams. But if we're not scoring 30, we're underachieving. This offense can do that every single week.
You've got to make peace with the darkness.
I've been in the darkness.
No one cared who I was before I put on the Jets helmet.
And then I scored 30 points.
It's, there's losses. Losses happen. It's the NFL season. Every team loses. There's one team that hasn't lost yet, but they will lose. That's my bold prediction right there. Then there's a five-game losing streak where you lose to the New England Patriots, who had not won since week one and are, by all accounts, a bad football team. Jets-Texans this week, they're not coming out of this tailspin. Only three teams ever have started the season 2-6 and made the playoffs in NFL history. They're not going to make the playoffs. The question is, what do you do about this? Because you signed all his buddies. You gave Hassan Reddick the money. You're kind of locked in for next year. You're almost hoping he decides to retire instead of deciding to run it back at this point, because it's clearly not working. You replace the coach. You replace everything else. There's no outcome where this gets better anytime soon for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. By the way, one of those teams, three teams in NFL history, start at 2-6 and make the playoffs. One of them, the 2020 Washington Commanders. Taylor Heinicke pylon dive game, late comeback in season one under Ron Rivera. That's its own brand of fun right there. Let's play Russell Wilson again, because we started the show with Russell Wilson being good. I think we need to do, we'll save real around the NFL for tomorrow, but we need to note that Russell Wilson is good at football again.
Giants bringing pressure. Wilson lofting. Wilson has a man out there. Wilson has a touchdown. It's a second touchdown for Calvin Austin.
Russell Wilson's seen the darkness. He's made peace with the darkness. He's on the other side. He has seen the light at the end of the tunnel. By the way, the Pittsburgh Steelers are the team to be reckoned with right now in the NFC North. Ravens 5-3, Steelers 6-2. Commanders Steelers in 2 weeks, Ravens Steelers in 3 weeks. A fun stretch of football coming for the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll be watching, and of course, up there in Northwest Stadium in 2 weeks for Commanders Steelers. That defense taking on Jaden Daniels. Hopefully he's healthier by then. That will be a fun one. Crosstalk with AWOT up next. He was at the basketball last night. Want to ask him about that. If we make time for baseball, we should make time for basketball too. It's only fair. Back after this, you're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
Yeah, I've been in the darkness. You got to go in there.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.